Okay, so I hope you noticed that at the beginning of the video, before the start of Jesus preaching and teaching, he went out into the desert to spend some time with God, his Heavenly Father. And he spent 40 days of fasting and preparation with God in the desert. And that's the basis for this season of Lent that we're just coming into, which is something that the Christian church has observed since its earliest days. And I wonder what you think about when you hear the word Lent. Do you think maybe about giving things up? And I wonder if anybody here has ever given anything up for Lent. Would you like to put your hand up if you're brave enough to say you've given anything up? Would you be brave enough to tell me what it is you gave up? Yes.
Shopping.
Oh, anybody else? Tom. Sorry?
McDonald's.
Oh, right, okay. Yeah, go on.
I gave up buying chocolate.
Buying chocolate, but not eating it. Very good. So, I don't know, but maybe giving things up sounds a little bit negative. But actually, Lent is much more than just giving things up. And Lent, the 40 days from Ash Wednesday leading up to Easter Sunday, it's a time that Christians have traditionally used for prayer, for fasting, and for acts of kindness. And that echoes Jesus' time that he spent in the wilderness, those 40 days that he spent alone with God before he started his teaching ministry. And he was tested there and was prepared for what he had to do. He had time to think about that difficult rescue mission that he was on. He had time to prepare for some of the really hard things that he was going to have to face. And so if Jesus did that, it sounds like maybe it's a good idea for us to think about that too. And Lent is really a time when Jesus calls us to spend time with him. And it's a good opportunity to deepen our relationship with him, our friendship, to refocus and to think about what's important for us and what God wants for us as well. And I think it's a little bit like gardening. Now, my mum is a really keen gardener and she spends loads of time in her garden. And at this time of year, especially on a day like today, she's going to be out there. She's going to be clearing away the weeds. She's going to be getting rid of dead stuff, preparing the ground, planning her planting, making sure that all her plants have got space to grow and flourish. That's not actually her garden, but it is a nice garden. Sorry about that. But she wants her garden to grow and flourish and look its best. But I'm not such a keen gardener. My garden, it doesn't look like that at all. It looks more like a wilderness. And I don't spend so much time out in my garden, so it's not going to look like my mum's. And I think that's like our spiritual life, our relationship with Jesus. If we want to have a close friendship with Jesus, we need to spend some time with him and to get to know him better. And if we want, you know, that good fruit in our life, the fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness and self-control, all those good things, if we want them, if we want to have more of those in our lives, then they won't just appear. They're going to come as we spend time with Jesus and as we do our best to follow him. So Lent is a time when God prompts us to make space for him in our lives, and he calls us into a deeper and more fulfilling relationship with him, to become closer friends with him. Like the gardeners who use the springtime as a time of preparation, then Lent is like that, when we can prepare our hearts and we can prepare our lives for a deeper and more fulfilling relationship with Jesus. And we can think about as well anything that might be blocking our relationship, like we prayed earlier on the stones. And we can think as well about planting seeds for the future. And there are loads and loads of resources to help us to do this. And we can choose things that work for us, that suit the way that God made us, because there's a huge variety of stuff out there, loads of stuff on the internet. And there's so many books and Bible reading plans that you can choose from. But I just want to highlight one that we've got this morning for you. It's particularly appropriate for those who've got younger kids. And Adam's prepared it, and there's some at the back. And it goes specifically with the Beginner's Bible or the Jesus Storybook Bible if you've got either of those, but you can follow the stories in any version if you want to. So do help yourself to one of those at the back if you'd like later. And one of my favourite websites is the Flame Creative Children's Ministry one. And they got lots of brilliant ideas for Lent. Lots of lovely activities to get involved in. You might like to bake some pretzels, which are traditional Lent treats, which are meant to represent praying hands. You could plant some bulbs and think about new life. You could count your blessings in a blessings jar. Maybe you like to pray the Smarties prayer. It's pretty tasty. Or you could download a kindness calendar, and that would prompt you to do an act of kindness every day. And if you're going to fast, think about what you're giving up and why you're doing it. Is there anything that is using a lot of your time, or that you feel maybe has a bit of a hold on you? Maybe you might want to go on a social media fast to give up Snapchat or Facebook, and you could spend the time that you would have spent on those platforms with God. If you're giving up chocolate or alcohol, you might consider giving the money that you would have spent on them to your favourite charity. Jesus made space and time to spend with God before he started his ministry. He knew it was necessary. And this time he spent helped him to understand his priorities and prepared him for the choices that he had to make. And if Jesus needed to do it, we certainly do. And we have such busy lives, and I know myself, it's really hard to take time out to think and to connect with God, but it is really important to do it. And so I want to encourage you to take a fresh look at Lent and what it means, and to think about weeding your spiritual garden and planting some seeds that will bloom in the future.